Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hey there, kiddos. Happy Friday, June 13th, 2025. You are listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. My name is Miss Danica, and I'm excited to be with you today. Thank you so much for listening. Did you know that June 13th is National Weed Your Garden Day? Yeah, that's right. It's a day to grab your gloves, head outside, and pull up those pesky weeds that try to take over the garden. Weeds might look small, but if you don't pull them out, they can choke the good plants, steal their sunlight, and even stop them from growing strong. That's why gardeners work hard to keep their gardens clean and healthy. And guess what? Jesus actually talked about this in a parable. A parable is a special story with a meaning. In Matthew 13, he told a story about a farmer planting seeds. Some seeds grew strong, but others were choked by weeds, which Jesus said are like the worries or selfishness or sin in our lives that try to pull us away from God. And that story can remind us of one of our biblical family virtues. We exercise self-control in our words and actions, even when faced with temptation. Just like we need to pull weeds out of the garden, we also need to ask God to help us pull out the weeds in our own hearts, like jealousy, complaining, or being unkind. When we confess those things to God and ask for His help, He helps us grow strong and full of good fruit. So today on National Weed Your Garden Day, you could help in your family's garden if you have one. You could just go outside and find some weeds to pull up. But most importantly, we can ask God to help us pull out any weeds in our hearts too. So let's grow hearts that are full of love, joy, and good fruit. And now on this Friday, it's time to get to Quiz Day!
Quiz Day!
That's right, you can either answer aloud or grab a pen and paper to write down your answers, whichever you want to do. All right, question number one. What does it mean to be generous? A, keeping everything for yourself. B, only giving when you have extra. C, sharing what you have with a joyful heart. Or D, giving because someone made you. That's right, our answer is C. Generosity means willingly sharing what we have, no matter how big or small, with joy and love in our hearts. What does 2 Corinthians 9:7 say about giving? We mentioned this earlier this week, but I'm sure from the answers you'll be able to deduce which one is correct. Are you ready? Does the Bible say A, God only wants us to give money? B, God loves it when we give because we feel guilty? C, God loves a cheerful giver? Or D, giving is only for grown-ups? Yep, I hear you guys. It is C. 2 Corinthians 9:7 reminds us that God loves when we give happily, not because we have to, but because we want to. All right, Old Testament questions. Question three, what did Rebekah do when Abraham's servant asked her for a drink? A, she gave him a drink and watered his camels too. B, she ignored him. C, she ran away. Or D, she told him to go find another well. The correct answer is, that's right, it's A. Rebekah showed great generosity by not only giving the servant water, but also offering to draw water for all of his camels too, without even being asked. Question four, why was Rebekah's action considered generous? A, she was trying to get a reward. B, she did more than what was asked with a kind heart. C, she wanted to show off. Or D, she didn't really want to help. Yes, the correct answer is B. Rebekah went the extra mile to help, not expecting anything in return, and that's a true sign of generosity. All right, moving on to our New Testament story questions. Question five. how much did the poor widow put into the offering box? A, nothing at all. B, two small coins. C, a big bag of gold. Or D, just one coin. So did she give nothing? Did she give two coins, a big bag of gold, or just one coin? The answer is B. Even though the coins were small, the widow gave all she had. Jesus said she gave more than anyone else because she gave from her heart. All right, moving on to our last question. Why did Jesus say the widow's offering was so special? A, because it made a lot of noise in the box. B, because she gave more money than anyone else. C, because she gave with a generous heart, even though she had very little. And D, because everyone was watching. I know you're yelling this out. I basically just said it. You are right. The answer is C. Jesus saw her heart. She gave out of love and trust in God, even when it was hard. And that's what made her gift so powerful. Well, that is the end of our quiz today and the end of Biblically Centered for this week. So I want you to go and enjoy your summer weekend. Have fun soaking up the sun, maybe going swimming or reading or whatever exciting things you have planned. Thanks so much for joining us. Mr. Johnny and I will see you Monday right back here. Until next time.